Rave Radio.
It's Tuesday, July 30th, and this is Gary Kane. It's time for my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are brought to you by Rave Radio, and Rave Radio are sponsored by MyTech, the parent company for Atlas Sound. You can check them out at atlassound.com, and Hypersign, the digital signage company selling through AV dealers. Today I'd like to talk to you about a blog that I wrote about Time Warner, my personal experience with Time Warner, the worst cable company on the face of the planet. I'd like for you to take a look at that blog at ravepubs.com. It's a featured story on ravepubs.com, and it chronicles the plight of me getting high-speed internet access changed at my house and how much trouble I had to go through, including missed appointments, no-shows, and rescheduled appointments that were no-shows as well. But what it does, it highlights a major problem that we have in our industry, and that we have the ability to do a tremendous amount of work and stream a lot of content, everything from movies to TV shows to downloading websites and doing whatever we want to do on the web. But the limiting factor is bandwidth, and unfortunately the bandwidth is being fed to us by high-speed cable companies and telephone companies that were created back in the late 1800s to mid-1900s and still operate like giant monopolistic entities. Cable companies, even though they were created in the 70s and 80s, they were created in a monopolistic environment, and they still operate that way. We need to open up those markets to other companies out there that should be able to compete with them without having to have the regulations that we have right now in place. These companies will die a rapid death when that happens, because customer service really matters. And cable companies don't have customer service, nor do phone companies have customer service. So we tolerate them, as we've tolerated our cell phone companies for years, and as we've tolerated lots of other industries that have had monopolies for years or government-regulated controls for years. This is a great example of what I've gone through with my cable company is no different than what many of you have gone through with your cable company over the years. And I just found the time to document it, and I think you'll find it amusing. And if you have friends at Time Warner, please feel free to forward it on to them, because they should know that they work for the worst company in the world. This is Gary Kay with my Daily Rants and Raves. Check out the blog at ravepubs.com.